In 2011, the West Virginia chapter of the American Federation of Teachers filed a lawsuit against the Monongalia County Board of Education. It claimed the county was circumventing state hiring practices for classroom teachers. Mon County was using its RESA, the state's Regional Department of Education arm, to hire interventionists, or hourly certified teachers, who go into classrooms to work one-on-one with low-performing students. The AFT won the circuit court battle, but Mon County is appealing to the West Virginia Supreme Court and is also asking the West Virginia Board of Education to get involved. The Mon County court case boils down to this. Is it okay for county school boards to allocate money to RESAs to hire teachers at hourly wages and without the benefits received by full-time teachers? Earlier this year, Monongalia County Circuit Court Judge Philip Gageau ruled it wasn't. Christine Campbell is the president of the West Virginia AFT.
In the decision, the judge determined that if regulation is read to permit the hiring of classroom teachers by a RESA, the statutory provisions governing the hiring and employment of teachers in this state would be virtually eviscerated.
Campbell told the State Board of Education Thursday she believes the judge did the right thing ruling against Mon County's hiring practices. It ensures, she says, that every student has access to the highest quality educator possible, even the lowest performing students who need additional one-on-one help the interventionists provide. County Superintendent Frank Devano, however, disagreed. With a $500,000 budget, Devano says the county has been able to hire 26 interventionists that are shared between classrooms and schools in the county, working with the bottom 25% of students. Should the county's ability to hire these hourly teachers through the RESAs go away, Devano says the number of interventionists the county can afford will drop from 26 to just 9. Howard Sufer is representing the County Board of Education in the lawsuit.
The judge was conflicted. That one law seems to allow Mon County to contract with RESA to do what it's doing, and another one that's urged by the plaintiffs could be construed to say they can.
Counties work with these regional education authorities, known as RESAs, on a regular basis to save money by purchasing products in bulk or contracting with technology personnel. But no county has ever attempted to hire classroom teachers using the regional approach. That's why Mon County is asking the State Board of Education to file a brief supporting its case. Attorney Howard Sufer explained the brief to the board.
It's for other parties to say, wait a second, this could affect us or affect our interests in a way that perhaps the parties that are in the lawsuit aren't advancing as well as we can.
This decision could impact the way counties contract with RESAs in the future, Sufer says, and he wants to make sure the board has the opportunity to share its concerns with the Supreme Court as it makes its decision on the case. Members of the board ultimately voted to give board president Mike Green and the board's attorney the authority to decide whether the board should file any briefs in the case. Green said Thursday he has not made a decision either way yet, but the briefs are due to the court in October. Should the Supreme Court choose to hear oral arguments in the case, Sufer expects those to happen in January. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.